Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of public speaking, and I'm going to be introducing to you the anywhere, anytime mindset. Have you ever seen a tough guy before? A tough guy is a tough guy because they're willing to fight you anytime, anywhere. You say, "Yo, let's go fight right now." They'll say, "I'm down." Let's say you're in the middle of nowhere and you're like, "How about now? You're still down to fight?" They're like, "I'm down." What about on a weekday, right after work? You still want to fight? They still say, "I'm down." But the fake tough guy is different. The fake tough guy says stuff like, "Well, yeah, I would fight you, but it has to be on a weekend, not a weekday, and preferably Sunday, because Saturday I have activities to do, and you got to give me a 48-hour notice, and only then I will fight you." This fake tough guy does not have the anytime, anywhere mindset. They have the stipulations mindset. This type of thinking can easily be applied to public speaking as well, where the real public speakers, they have the anytime, anywhere mindset. If you go up to them last minute and you're like, "Hey, bud, do you mind giving a speech later today?" They'll be like, "On what topic?" You tell them the topic, they're familiar with it. They're like, "Yeah, I could give you a quick talk today." With fake public speakers, though, they can't do something like that because from the very beginning, they have instilled in them the wrong practices. They drink a lot before public speaking. See, drinking is what I call liquid courage in the public speaking world, and this is a very polarizing topic. Some people say, "Well, a shot or two won't hurt you before a speech," and I do agree with that. If it's a wedding event, and you and the other groomsmen, you guys are just chilling in the limo. One of them's like, "Yo, let's do a quick toast." I don't think it's end all be all if you take a quick shot with them before the speech. The problem is if you take too many shots and now you're going on stage drunk, or if you are someone who is drinking just to calm the nerves down. In this situation, you are using liquid courage to cultivate the fake tough guy mentality, especially with public speaking. With public speaking, doing it the right way is what I call the gift that keeps on giving. You will learn how to smile during stress to calm your nerves down. You will learn how to breathe through the rapid heartbeat. You will understand how to make your body big so you don't fear anything. These are micro muscles within public speaking that will give you the tough guy mentality. And in the future, each time that you do things the right way, you're going to be one of those guys that's unfazed. People will be like, "Hey man, can you give a quick talk today?" You're like, "Anytime, anywhere, homie." You're not like the fake one who's giving all these stipulations. Instead, you are always locked and loaded and ready to go. If you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about public speaking, be sure to check out my book, The Speaking Wizard. Within this book, you will learn much more about brainstorming a talk, how to polish a talk up, how to deliver it with swag, and you will also get a bonus section on Toastmasters. Check out The Speaking Wizard in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com, click shop, and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.